Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Yeah, we are going to let the good times roll this afternoon. Can't wait to get over to that tailgate in East Lansing, MSU Notre Dame. We're going to smoke up mid-Michigan. The grilling guys are going to be making it happen. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Thanks for listening. We're going to bring this train to the station. What's cooking, Bob?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, all these folks out there have got their own events going on today. We've kind of hogged the airwaves with our tailgate bragging. But I'm just wondering what these folks are going to be grilling today. And if you want to let us know what you're grilling, we'd sure like to know. And you can hit us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. And you can tweet me if you'd like. It's Grilling Guy on Twitter. And or you can hit our website, The Grilling Guys. Don't forget, that's a great resource. You can click the Listen Live button if you don't have a computer or if you don't have a radio signal, like let's say you're traveling out of state. You can always pick the show up by clicking the Listen Live button. So anyway.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. I do it when I'm out of the area traveling and things for business. And I enjoy the show, not our show, but the other guy's show. But ours plays on Saturday. Obviously, I'm here, so I really don't have to
you
travel
lost me
much.
With yeah. That. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right. That's like I said, we're bringing this train to the station. A lot going on in West Michigan today. There's the Hoptoberfest downtown. There's also a chili cook-off to benefit Gilda's. You know, that place is near and dear to my heart. So get down there and taste some chili. There's over 40 teams putting chili together on the corner of Fulton and LeGrave, right there by the Cottage Bar. And they shut down the street. They'll have music, and you can eat chili all day, man.
You know, it's that time of year. Schmoes is brewing today. Hop Knocker. And IPA. So, Hop Knocker, it's that time of year, man. If you've never had it, it's on Patterson. It's by the Ice Arena. You got to go down there and try some fresh Hop Knocker when it's done because you will love it.
Yeah, you can't find it in the store like you when it's fresh from the tap right there.
And Treasure Chest is pretty tasty, too.
Yeah.
That's their ESB, Extra Special Bitters.
And now, Bob, I want to talk a little bit about adaptation when we're doing this, because we had this menu all planned for this tailgate. Now, all of a sudden, we're losing one of our pieces of equipment. The university doesn't like grills on wheels. It's a little bit too big of a production. They like to keep it to a tailgate, because I understand is that could get crazy quick. So we found out that our smoker, our Goodwin smoker, which is a trailer unit, they don't want us to bring it on to the campus because mm-hmm. it's a little bit big. So we're grilling guys. We've got other equipment, and we're going to adapt. But now we're not taking our smoker with us. So we got to turn a grill into a smoker at the last minute, and we've talked a couple things. But if you're choosing a grill, when we're making that grill into a smoker, give me a couple tips on what I need to do to make sure that works.
Well, you know, we're fortunate to have a large selection of grills. So today we're going to try my new toy, which is the Swiss grill. It's a four burner. It's got a great big, I mean, it's a beast. So I'll be grilling on the first two left burners, and I'll put the indirect stuff over on the right side. Probably the shrimp and the bacon explosion we'll throw on the right side, and we'll do our burgers and everything. We're going to grill on the left, or we won't put anything on the grill. We'll just turn those two left burners on, put the food on the right, and just leave the hood shut for an hour and let that and you know, it'd be easy enough to get a smoking can. I've got smoker boxes. We can pick up some wood chips, use a smoker box, put that on the left side. We'll still get smoke in there. Just some wood chips in a stainless box. Works really nice. You put them in dry. Do not soak your chips.
Right.
And we'll be okay.
Yeah, we are. But I just wanted to explain that to everybody because, you know, sometimes you don't have everything that you want. But
you run out of propane.
Right.
You run out of charcoal.
Yeah. And, you know, we're charcoal guys. There's no question that the grilling guys prefer to use charcoal, but it just isn't going to work in this application today. And
I hear people, purists, always wanting to say that, and I'm not trying to call you out, but I kind of have to because I don't particularly consider myself a charcoal guy. I like good charcoal, but there's so many times when I like gas, too. If I throw those, I'm
going
to throw
going
those.
There.
I'm going to put those flat irons on that tech. And there's no charcoal grill in the world that'll make those flat irons like that tech is going to.
Well, it's the infrared heat. It's quicker, and you're only going to cook them to medium rare. So those three things really make a difference with attack and producing those steaks. But the bacon explosions,
yeah,
you got to give me that
gotta
one,
have
man.
A smoker for that.
That'd be much better
absolutely.
On a smoker. So,
and I knew where you were headed.
Yeah,
but in all honesty, I can still take a steak and throw it on 100% infrared on tech. There's plenty of infrareds. This is 100%. It's a new way to do it. So I know that's going to deliver the most moist piece of meat you can possibly grill. I can't do that on charcoal.
That's right.
Because I'm going to get infrared with charcoal, but I'm also going to have a fair amount of convective.
Hot and air blowing by the meat. It's going to dry it out. Yes,
a lot of hot air in this place today.
So if you're a man and you're part of the club, you also enjoy a little bit of man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac, Michigan. And today's man law is it acceptable? This is appropriate for us, and I'm going to have to figure this out later on tonight. Is it acceptable to leave a game before it ends to beat traffic?
All depends if your team's winning. I'm going there, but I think the answer is no.
That's right.
That's unacceptable.
In a rare double man law, it was also deemed unacceptable for a man to bake on game day.
Smoke is good. Bake is no good. Yeah, I'm with you there, man. I'm absolutely with you there. I'm not much of a baker. You know, there's some good baked goods out there. I bought a bunch of them. We got, I don't know, 12 dozen buns out there.
Well, smokers are really bake, you know.
Yeah.
And you're baking with smoke.
I don't know about that. But
I'm putting baked beans on it.
Yeah, if you haven't figured it out, the grilling guys are doing a tailgate over in East Lansing. We're going to do briskets, burgers, pulled pork, bratwurst, shrimp, turkey breast. Man, I got it going down the list. Smoked and some chicken wings. We're going to have to grill those now, too, Bob. The chicken wings, we're going to have to grill those, but we can come up with that. So, flat iron steaks, stuffed jalapenos, cowboy beans, cedar plank salmon, when I remember to get the planks. And then I got a new one out there, bacon-wrapped sesame breadstick. It's as easy as it sounds. Those little sesame breadsticks, again, rendered off the bacon, just got it a little bit to the rubbery side. I'm going to wrap it around there, put those on the grill and grill them so the bacon gets firm. Then when I take them off, I'm going to shake a little Parmesan cheese on them. Easy. Breadstick wrapped with a piece of bacon. When it's done, when it's still hot, sprinkle a little Parmesan cheese and you let them cool.
Fresh Parmesan.
Yeah. And grated.
So
right?
Do you leave a little bit of the bread sticking out on the end for a handle then?
Absolutely.
So then, really, you're not going to put the entire thing on the grill. You're going to leave that little piece kind of off a little bit so you don't burn the bread so much?
I don't know. We're going to try it because it's the first time. I saw a recipe that somebody gave me to try these things, and I said, you know what? This is a great time to do it. It's an easy little deal, and we'll tell you how they are. Because
you know, that might also be a cool time to use a little cream cheese or something like Danny's recipe to hold that bacon on.
Yeah.
Because that is the trick. And, you know, once you're using bacon on a wrap like that, if you leave the when you first put it on there, if you let that first sitting stay a little longer and don't mess with it, you'll actually cauterize the first piece down there. It'll tend to stay on quite well.
Right.
So it won't mess up your flip too bad.
Kind of takes a shape of whatever it's wrapped around.
It kind of glues it to it. So you're kind of secure if you leave it on long enough the first time you do it. So what kind of brews we bring in today?
Well, you know, it's been a while since we've seen our friend Tim at Arcadia Ales.
Yeah, surprise, you're listening?
Yeah, but I actually went to the store and bought some because there's nothing better than some of his ales to go on a tailgate.
I think we need some Scotch ale to take today's one of those days. It go good with that Oktoberfest.
Right,
from
I bought some IPA for you because I know you enjoy that.
Uh-huh.
We've got some Schmoe's Oktoberfest that we're going to be bringing with us. Chaz was on with us last week and made his deposit in our little beer bank. So life is good. We'll be plenty lubricated, tons to eat. The U-Lot will not be the same once the grilling guys are done.
Yeah, well, you have to kind of take it easy on that in the tailgate, because as soon as you get into the stadium, then you're scooching across everybody because you're making like five trips to the men's room.
You know, the other thing we're doing real quick is our friends at True Media, they've got this little pod that turns your Dish Network. You can take it with you anywhere you go. So we're going to be doing those. We're going to throw up a couple TVs while we're there so we can watch games until the Spartans start. But you've been listening to The Grilling Guys. It's Saturday. Get out and enjoy your day. Bob, we're going to have some fun today, man.
Thanks for joining us at the greatest men's club in the world. It ain't no country club.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.